The Australian Sex Party is slamming a proposal from Nick Xenophon to use the letter X as his party's logo. The Sex Party has lodged a complaint to the Electoral Commission over the matter. They say the Nick Xenophon team can't use the X as their ballot paper logo because it's a copy of the X-rated movie classification and it could confuse voters. What? Nick Xenophon's hit back. The independent senator wants to know if the Sex Party will complain about the X-Men movies next. Robbie Swan, co-founder of the Australian Sex Party, is on the line. Robbie, g'day.
G'day, how are you?
What's the problem with Nick Xenophon using an X as a logo?
Well, the main problem, of course, is that at every election, thousands and thousands and thousands of people put an X in a box to mark their vote. Now, generally, in the past, that's been dismissed as an informal vote. Under the new laws that were passed in federal parliament a couple of weeks ago, those votes will not be considered informal anymore, and the Electoral Commission will have to try and study the vote to work out what that person actually meant. So they're called savings provisions. Mm-hmm. Now, thousands and thousands of X votes will go to Nick Xenophon, and I reckon he knew this. If this goes ahead, if he's allowed to use that, he'll get an incredibly unfair advantage out of this. It's like using a tick. You know, ticks and crosses are the two symbols that people commonly use to denote something in a box.
Mm.
And they should never be allowed to use as a logo for a party.
They've still got to choose the right box, though, don't they?
Well, they do, that's true. But a lot of people are totally confused at election time and, they vote all over the place. And the thing is that generally, as I say, if they don't make it absolutely clear what their vote is, it's considered informal. But now there's a new game in town where the Electoral Commission have to second guess what that person meant, and I reckon that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, oh, it's an X there, so that means it goes to the Xenophon team.
All right, so this isn't anything to do with people being confused between your party and his. It's more just about him getting any unfair advantage.
Well, it's both, actually, Ben. Yeah, I mean, we reckon also that he's also trying to trade off our vote. He knows that the Sex Party is actually the minor party that's most likely to rival him in the different states.
Mm.
You know, we've already got someone elected to the upper house in Victoria, Fiona Patten, and she's been doing a pretty good job there. And I mean, we almost got three people elected at that last state election in Victoria. And so, you know, and in the last federal election, we missed out on winning the last Senate seat in Tasmania by 250 votes to Jackie Lambie. So we're on the edge there. You know, we've got a lot of support. And Nick knows this, and that's why I reckon he's gone out there. X sounds like sex. People would think, oh, yeah, X would be the Sex Party, naturally, you know. So that's why.
All right, we need to beware the X's and everything else at election time. All right, good luck with it, Robbie. Thank you.
Good on you, Ben. Thanks, mate.
Robbie Swan, co-founder of the Australian Sex Party, joining us on the line. If you've got a view on that, you can call me 131 873.